Welcome, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. Today, we're privileged to have with us, back again, our guest host, all the way from across the pond, Peter Gillette. Hey, Peter.
Hi, Paul. How are you over there?
I'm doing good. How are things in jolly old England?
Jolly old England. We're always jolly despite all the events going on around the world.
Yeah.
You've got to stay cheerful, haven't you? You've got to keep going.
You really do.
Well, my guest today, I'm very pleased to say, is a good friend and lapsed client, I think is the way to put it, Steve Landry. He's now VP of Sales for OnTrack Workflow. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Peter, and good afternoon to everybody else. I'm sure it's bright and early there in cheerful England, right?
It's maybe time to go to the pub, but we're here talking.
Very,
to you,
very good.
That's good. So Steve, we've known each other for many years, and we met as a result of some time working at ADP.
Correct.
Refresh my memory. How many years were you there, if you care to admit that?
Oh, yes. I was there for 15 years, and I think you and I worked together for about six of those 15 years when we first discovered our friends at MarketPoint and Zuant back in the day. So 15 years with ADP, had quite the career there, from sales to sales training to most recently sales management and sales enablement and sales operations, where you and I got to be friends for quite some time.
Okay, excellent. And how did your role develop there? You know, did it change? You know, the world's changed so much in that period, but how did that affect your
everybody
career?
Knows, ADP is the payroll company, so it's a very large organization. The nice thing about ADP, there's a lot of opportunities for growth there. So doing that, I involved from, you know, selling payroll to helping support a specific division called Added Value Services to help them grow that very entrepreneurial part of ADP, which is really partnering with a lot of third-party accounting systems and whatnot. So it was a great career there, and working in sales enablement and sales operations, we supported over 250 salespeople across the country, and quite a big budget. We had over $100 million quota that we had to sell new business with, and had to support the team with marketing and lots of operational, sales operational, and lead generation kinds of things. So it was quite the fun time the last couple of years there.
Okay, excellent. And I think the AVS division, so we got to know it.
Yep, AVS, Added Value Services, exactly. It's often referred to as the entrepreneurial arm of ADP, because everybody knows ADP does payroll.
The ADP organization?
So, you know, ADP is a payroll company, but in order for ADP to grow, they had to find new partners and partner with a lot of other applications. And we did a lot of trade shows with, like, Oracles and SAPs and whatnot to partner with those companies to embed tax and compliance solutions along with their payroll solutions. So it made for quite the interesting organizational and marketing challenges.
I was just saying, I thought that AVS was perhaps a bit of a maverick within the overall ADP organization. I'm not sure if you heard that part of the conversation, but I think that gave you certain freedoms to plow your own furrow and choose systems that suited the business.
And I think our choice of words was more entrepreneurial, in the sense that we were trying to grow new business from new channels. But yeah, that fits quite well. And because of that, we tried some new things and did some new things. And we also, because of the Added Value Services, we partnered with a lot of external organizations to help them with their ERP system. So yeah, we worked with a lot of different groups and had a different marketplace, if you would, than the traditional ADP.
Okay, that's excellent. And moving now on to the trade show side of things, you know, we're talking about a fairly significant budget, I believe, and
yes,
you're also running something like 10 shows a month, you know, in the peak month. So that must take quite a lot of organization.
Absolutely, and it also takes a lot of exposure and interest from our stakeholders. We had well over a million-plus budget for trade shows, and we would do 30 to 40 trade shows a year across the country and across different channels, and some of them we'd partner with the vendors like SAP and Oracle. Some of them were local trade shows that are specific to tax practitioners around the country. So we had a very diverse event and trade show schedule that was a big part of our marketing. And that's not even to include the expenses of all the travel and personal expenses that went in with the trade show. So it was a big commitment for our group from a trade show perspective.
And I certainly over those years got the sense that, you know, for a budget like that, return on investment was almost the center of everything, you know, which makes a lot of sense. But it's still unusual these days, you know, with other businesses who just go and exhibit to wave the flag and get the brand out there. Would that, you say that was true within ADP?
Well, our organization, absolutely, because, I mean, there is a management structure that says, you know, are we doing the right things in the right places? And, you know, there's always, you know, everybody wants to do a new trade show, a new event, so there's a lot of expenses involved with that.
Would you remember how you found us in the first place?
Yeah, matter of fact,
zoon.com,
we were able to locate you from the internet.
I mean,
we were doing some research, you know, because one of our challenges, we needed to be able to allow us to find a way to manage all of our trade shows with the same standards and the same collection of data, you know, so that when we could measure one trade show the next, because doing 30 or 40 shows in that expense, they want us to make sure we could manage to that example. So we needed a tool that we could use at every show with the standardization of questions and standardization of data collection.
So what were you using before? The classical scanner pens. I remember a horror story when one got stolen off the booth.
Yeah. It's a challenge. That's the hard part of our story there. You know, every show is different, and that was one of our big dilemmas. Some shows don't collect any data. It's all business cards. Other shows have barcoded scanners and so forth. And other shows have their own proprietary systems that they collect data. So we never had it apples and apples and apples comparison. So, and that was our challenge, because we could not report back to our managers. We couldn't say how many leads we got from any given show, because you have human issues. You got salespeople, you got marketing, everybody has a different priority. Often at the end of a trade show, we'd get a stack of business cards back from a trade show, and these were the leads. But I always knew the best business cards never made it back to sales operations. We never saw the best leads. They were usually pocketed. Or we'd get a spreadsheet back with cryptic data. Or we'd get a spreadsheet back 2 or 3 months after the show was over. So we never could compare, let alone one show to the next or event to event, how things were going. So that made it quite challenging.
I remember, you know, you were literally one of our first clients for Zuant. It was only a few months even after the iPad was launched by good old Steve Jobs. So that must have been quite revolutionary. Did you get any pushback within the organization, sort of resisting change, that sort of thing?
Well, the first good news for us, and we were looking for something that was on the iPad platform, because we had already deployed iPads as a tool to our salespeople to enable them to do things remotely. We all like iPads because you can boot them up quickly, you can travel with them, and those kind of things. So that was one of the things we were looking for, was because of the iPad. So that was part of our search criteria. So that was beautiful. The other thing is, we were looking for standardization. So that made our search pretty easy. Of course, that was seeing was believing. I mean, it was, both of us know it was pretty new enough that we didn't know how that was going to happen. So we had to see it to believe it. And I think we had a great first experience with it. Back in the day, you know, there was, nobody thought you could scan business cards at trade shows, because there was a lot of pushback, not just from our internal sources, but you well remember from the vendors at the different trade shows, because it was like, you can't use your tool, you got to use our tool. And it was difficult initially to get adoption from the organization, because they didn't believe it was going to be true.
How the world has changed, and we haven't realized that. And of course, the platform itself has changed. I mean, in the early days, we didn't have all that content loaded so that, you know, you could present materials, share them with customers in the booth. And I think that probably changed quite a lot of the way your guys operated. Let's pop back and discuss that after the break.
And just a quick message to remind those of you tuning in for the first time that today's show is brought to you by Zuant, a new generation of mobile lead capture systems, one you can use at every trade show and event, and every day even when you're on the road, to present and send videos and literature to your customers. Looks great, eliminates the need to manually enter your leads later. Boy, that's a time saver in itself. That's what the smart system at Zuant offers you. Find out more, simply go to Zuant.com, like so many have, Zuant.com. All right, back to Peter and his guest.
So, yes, Steve, how important was sharing content? Because that's one of the big problems within an organization, isn't it? Getting it out there to the sales guys so they've got it not only in the booth, but when they're on the road. Was that an issue for ADP?
Well, absolutely. You know, we've all gone to trade shows and we all collect data. And I know there's many a times that I've come back and found literature and trade show information in my suitcase a couple of weeks after I get back or a couple of months after I get back. So making sure you can deploy things in a way both to your end user clients and to your salespeople is critical. And that was the beautiful thing about Zuant. It really solved two problems. One, allowing our salespeople to have a tool to collect leads and get those leads back quickly to the office, as well as provide data and information to your prospective clients that you're scanning in a booth. So in the first case, as I said, we would struggle to get leads back from trade shows, whether it was business cards, whether it was scanned and stuff. That data flowed back to our office very delayed, very belatedly, and we never knew what we were going to get or when we were going to get it or how it compared to one show to the next. So the beautiful thing about Zuant, we standardize the types of questions. We ask the same questions of every show. We got standard information. And the other thing, because you'll talk soon about the cloud base, I managed a lot of these shows, and I didn't go to all these shows. I couldn't be at, sometimes we'd be at five or six shows in the same week during the busy time period. But from my desk in Atlanta, I could see the trade show opened on Tuesday, we've already collected 10 leads, or the trade show opened on Friday, we've collected 100 leads. I could see real time how we were collecting leads. And other times, I could also see that, hey, the show started on Wednesday, here it is Thursday, and I don't see any leads in the system. Are the people actually doing stuff in the booth? Which was, we could manage from a distance, which was fabulous. The other thing, too, is the nice thing is with Zuant, we could also, from the booth, send them an email with an attached brochure or an email with some documentation from the system, because a lot of people walk around the show and you got to hand them a brochure. They don't want to carry 1,000 brochures after they've seen, 2,000 booths. So being able to provide our people coming to the booth with literature right directly to them, the stuff that they want, because we might have 10 or 12 different brochures on 10 or 12 different things. We could give that prospective lead a particular document, a particular thing, in an email right there from the show floor without them having to carry a bag around of a bunch of brochures, which also is, from a cost standpoint, is we're all cost-driven, saves us some cost of shipping in and out a lot of brochures.
And if I recall correctly, ADP was and is a Salesforce.com user, and that's
Absolutely.
Often a disconnect, isn't it, in a world where, every web inquiry, every lead coming from any marketing communications almost has to be followed up before you've received it. So time is everything, and I think that's quite important to your guys in the old ADP environment.
Absolutely. We're one of the largest users of Salesforce, and the speed to lead is critical, because you have a warm person who's invested a lot of time to go to your booth to see you, and that's why we're there. And of course, we've expended a lot of energy and time to be there to meet these people. And so to make sure, and we talked earlier about ROI, return on investment, these are significant investments. So we want to make sure that if we're going to do this repeatedly, we get a return on that investment. So being able to follow up and channel these leads and know these leads had value and get to them is important. So we, through Zuant, able to feed those leads directly into Salesforce, qualified with all the notes captured at the show floor quickly and in a consistent process manner, automatically, if you might say, so we can get that stuff into our system, which is critical. And without having what I call the lost leads or the pocketed leads. And I'm sure we'll talk about it here a little bit. The other thing, too, is we find that we use Zuant not just for lead capture. I know we're talking a lot here about leads and lead capture, but at any given trade show, we might actually be collecting data at three or four different points in the trade show. We all think about the trade show booth where everybody comes up and wants to get free prizes and drop their business card in the fishbowl. But we also often have a speaker speaking in one of the rooms who's talking about a very important topic about tax compliance or Affordable Care Act. So we have 200 people in a room to see our speaker, where we can take the iPad to that speaker room and collect leads while we're talking to the speaker. We don't have to take a hand scanner around. We just take our iPad or have somebody there capturing leads while we're having someone speak in an auditorium. Or we might have a reception or a cocktail party where we're registered 20 or 30 people to come to a special event. We can check registrations at that trade show for that cocktail party, which we often do. And then lastly, and that's all really sales-driven, which is fabulous, but the other nice thing is we also have marketing people there. They want to know how many people go to the booth, how effective is their booth. We also can conduct instantaneous surveys. So maybe we have a question about the Affordable Care Act or about a tax and compliance event or a wage and garnishment event. We can actually create a survey and just ask individual people coming by a survey and collect a survey question. So it's not leads. It's truly a marketing survey. So we can get leads, marketing impressions, as well as marketing surveys, all with the same tool. In many cases, it's the same show.
Yeah, fascinating, the sort of breadth and comprehensive nature of what you can do with these digital platforms. So the next thing I'd like to ask you about is your new company, OnTrack Workflow, because we're now all swamped with digital information all of the time. And I believe you are now talking about bringing us back into the printed world so that you've got personalized print delivered as well as personalized content that could be delivered in a digital way. Tell us a little bit more about that, Steve. It sounds fascinating that we might be going forward and backwards at the same time.
Working in sales enablement now for the last 7+ years, I've worked with a lot of tools and a lot of different ways to reach out and understand people and communicate with prospects and buyers. And, you know, we all get a lot of emails. I'm sure all of us on the phone here would, on the radio here would know if we got another email, it'd be one of the next 200-300 emails we get. So that's a great way to communicate, and it's a very low-cost way to communicate. But being able to put something in someone's hands that's personal with a smile on their face that's specific to them and in a way that's a little bit more kinesthetic, touches them in a way so they can actually feel something, puts it on their desk as an interruption. I've worked with a lot of those tools in ADP, and I'm partnering with OnTrack Workflow. I'm now helping them do business development for this great company who allows people to really send out personalized collateral directly from their CRM solutions in a direct way, in an instantaneous way, from a specific lead to a large marketing thing. I think having paper in people's hands that's relevant and pertinent and topical, I think is the oldest forever new, as Zig Ziglar once said. And I think putting stuff in the hands that people really care about is important. And I think this is a neat tool that allows us to do that in a very customized way. So I'm looking forward to seeing this business reach out to a whole new customer base. And once again, it does have to have the integration and software enablement that all of our tools need to have today.
So you see someone, a visitor, going to a trade show booth, maybe getting a thank you text just to, you know, say thanks for dropping by, and then maybe having a FedEx delivery the next day or the day after with something that's really personalized. And I guess that might stand out from all of the digital noise that we've got these days.
Well, in marketing today, and we've all worked, it's a multi-touch kind of environment. You know, there's email, there's picking up the phone, there's putting something in their hands. Reaching people in different ways is important, so we can get the visual, the auditory, and the kinesthetic learner all get something in their hands. So,
yeah. Well, it was interesting. I went to a TOEFL Sales World conference yesterday in London, and content and support for salespeople was discussed a lot. And there's such a drive to create content these days to have on your web, on your blogs, and in the salesman's hands. But actually, market researchers are now saying, well, you know, maybe as much as 98% of that content is never even viewed by human eyes, and therefore putting together personalized information from various content sources to deliver exactly what your customer base or even prospect base is looking for is going to be the way of the future.
Shows. Everybody goes there and everybody has a good time, you know, and we all know the amount of tchotchkes we send, pens and squeeze balls and all those great things that we carry to these trade shows, and everybody walks away with the squeeze balls. Those things are great, and they put a smile on people's faces. So, and not everybody gets to go to a trade show, so if you can send them a little squeeze ball or a pencil or a pen or something fun and engaging to their desk to brighten their day, I think that's a great way to get people's interest today. You know, put something that puts a smile on their face and on their their desk, and they might take your call a little quicker.
Okay. So an on-track workflow, is that a system that will operate within your Salesforce instance? So the sales guys are already there looking at their leads and will put together personalized content for their customers?
Exactly. And it gives the salesperson a choice, because you're having a personal relationship with that person on the phone. So you know something about, maybe this person is a golfer, so you're going to send them a sleeve of golf balls. Maybe this person is into coffee, so you send them a Starbucks card. You know, you can send something personalized with a personalized note, but it can happen fairly quickly. You pull this person up, you type a couple of notes, you fulfill it with a particular item your company has selected, and away you go. So it gives you that personal touch to put something in this, because as we all know, you're in England, I'm here in Florida, we got folks in California, we live in a virtual world, so we can't always walk to someone's desk and knock on some prospect's door and say hi to them in every case, but to reach across the country or reach across the world and send them something that they'll put a smile on their face is quite nice, with a personal touch. I think to make that happen easily, and without having, and I think that's the cool thing about Zuant and all tools like this, salespeople's time is valuable, so they could actually create their own boxes of things and send them out, but I don't want a salesperson putting things in FedEx envelopes and writing up a lot of cards. I want them to be able to do this quickly and personal, but not take their time away from their day-to-day job. And that's why all these tools are effective, keeping the people, you know, generating the business they need to without taking up a lot of time doing, you know, administrative types of things.
No, it's all about productivity. And if you're going to do it with a smile on your face, Steve, that's going to cheer people up, and we all need that. Fantastic. Good to talk to you. Run out of time as usual. It'd be fascinating to have you back on again as this whole new style of sales support develops. Many thanks, and back to you, Paul.
Thanks, Pete. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio, brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. That has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show, right here on the Funnel Radio Network for at-work listeners like you.